From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British government is moving to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday that the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business.
There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
In his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote, Prime Minister David Cameron said work now begins to implement the voters' decision. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels, where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain.
So I think it is absolutely essential that we stay focused on how, in this transitional period, nobody loses their head, nobody goes off half-cocked, people don't start ginning up, scatterbrained or revengeful premises.
John Kerry. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused Monday to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling is a victory for gun control advocates. And the court voted unanimously to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, defining more narrowly which actions by officials amount to corruption. This is VOA News. The Israeli and Turkish prime ministers have announced the restoration of diplomatic relations. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo Monday calling for the resignation of the Minister of Education. The protests followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking cheat sheets for national exams and putting them on Facebook. While mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jetliner. The plane went down in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, killing all 66 people aboard. Monday's probe announcement in Paris stressed that the inquiry was launched as an accident investigation and not as a terrorism probe. España necesita, en nuestra opinión, Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says since his People's Party won most votes in the repeat parliamentary elections on Sunday, he has a right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in Parliament. Spain held a repeat parliamentary election on Sunday because inconclusive elections in December spawned 6 months of failed efforts to form a coalition government. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers killed at least 5 people near the Syrian border. Authorities say 3 bombers triggered the explosions Monday in the town of Ka. 15 people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Federal, state, and city officials in the U.S. are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to converge on the Midwestern U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention from July 18th through the 21st. A handful of physical altercations involving protesters have occurred at rallies for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, and officials are planning for the possibility of more violence at the convention. Taking a brief look at markets, Britain's vote to leave the EU is still causing turmoil. Global stock, oil, and currency markets fell today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.